And the hot seat could get even hotter for the Salahis. Here's White House spokesman Robert Gibbs on NBC's Today Show.
The president and the Secret Service are rightly concerned about how this happened. I think this matter is continued to be looked into criminally.
Criminally. But what laws, if any, might the Salahis have broken? The online magazine Slate investigated that for its explainer column. Here's senior editor Andy Bowers.
They may have run afoul of two laws, trespassing on federal property and lying to the Secret Service. Federal law forbids entry by false pretenses to any government property. So if the Salahis lied their way into the White House or withheld pertinent information, they might have broken the law. Another statute broadly prohibits lying in any form to the federal government. That includes not only false statements, but also covering up a material fact, quote, by any trick, scheme, or device. Telling a Secret Service agent you're on the White House guest list when you know you aren't would qualify. But the Salahis say they were invited. And even if they weren't, a prosecutor would have to prove they intended to deceive their way into the White House. Simply drifting past lax security isn't enough. If convicted of one or both crimes, the punishment could be a fine and/or prison time, ranging from 6 months up to 10 years. That could seriously disrupt a reality TV career, or launch a new one.
That's Andy Bowers, senior editor at Slate. That explainer was reported by Christopher Beam.